Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shiraspanso, Lui Nishmas, Shamoisha, Howard Zetzal. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Zayin in the Art Scrollers Vodor edition. Perek Rishon, starting Aloch Adalad, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Suk de Mishnah, Pires Alea Sodin Mipreachamo. If someone covered the Sukkah with a sheet in order to bring shade, in order to cover from the sun, Otachteyo Mipreachamo, or you put a sheet beneath the schach in order to receive some dirt that comes from the schach. Nesher is when you have pieces of the schach that fall down. Or you should pires al gabei kinuf, meaning the kinuf is a canopy which is above the bed that has four legs to it. And all these cases psula because he's not sitting under the schach; he's sitting under an oil. Ava piresu al naklite amito. But if he has a canopy that has only two legs to it, so it's not going to be a straight ceiling, it's going to go on an angle, then it's okay. The Pashup Shad, that's by the way the Bavli learns, that oil is only when it's flat, not when it goes on an angle. So the Gemara, Tani, Tilobo, Kitio, is Kshero. You could put a sheet on the Sukkah and it's okay. And the Gemara understands it means you put it on the Schach, or underneath the Schach. No, you can't do it underneath the schach. It can be in the side, next to the wall, then it won't bother the sukkah. It won't be mimayit, it reduces the size of the sukkah. But under the schach, you can't do it. We say if you put the sheet underneath the schach in order to receive the dirt, it's possible. It's only if things are falling, he's putting it there to receive the dirt. He's doing it for beauty, ksheiro. So he's arguing, says Reb Chaim, on the previous mandomar, that he said that you can't do it ever underneath the schach. He says if you're doing it for the beauty of the sukkah, then you could do it underneath the schach, as long as there's not a big distance between the sheet and the schach. That's why he agrees that the canopy is a problem because it's too much of a distance between that and the schach. But when it's very close to the schach, it's okay. Continues Gemara and says a prayer on Niklite Amito, the ones if you have only two legs to it and it goes in an angle. So he says similarly, what happens if a person is sleeping under a sheet, under a cover, and he picks up his two hands? Now the cover is going to be considered to be a oil because it's going on an angle above his head. Of course not. So you see that in order to be oil, it has to be something which is a little bit more stronger than just having two poles coming out of it. So Reb Chaim says, from here is Mashra, the way the Yerushalmi understands, the reason the Klita Mita is Mutar is not because it's on an angle and not flat, but because it's something which people move away. It's temporary, it's like the hands, something which is not permanently there. So therefore it's Mutar, therefore it's not considered to be oil to be a separation in the Sukkah. Halacha is the Mishnah, Hidlo Aleo Segefen, Nesadlas, Vesakisus. If you put on top of the Schach different types of trees, Gefen is the vine, the Dlas is a type of a pumpkin, and the Kisus is another type of a tree, Vesichel Gavam, and then he put the Schach on top of it. So Reb Chaim says there's two things over here. Either Hidlo Aleo Gefen on top of the Schach, or Sichel Al Gavam. It doesn't matter if the tree is first and the Schach above that, or the Schach is further and the tree is above that. In all cases, Ipsula. But if there's more schach than the tree, it's a majority of schach, or you cut the tree from the ground, then it's ksheiro. Zaklal, says the Mishnah, here's the rule. Anything that receives tumo, anything that is able to receive tumo, like kalim and things like that, so they receive tumo. Continues the Mishnah and Mudbeis. Imein gidulu min haaretz. So the Reb Chaim says, if it doesn't grow from the ground, meaning even if it's not receiving tumah, but doesn't grow from the ground, like the hide of an animal before it's fully processed, the din is a misachi boy, you can't use it as a schach. Something was not mekabel tumah vegidulu min haaretz, and it grows from the ground, and you have both conditions, misachi boy, you can use it for schach. So the Gemara, Rabbo b'Shem Rav, v'ushi yedle oisom lekach. The only way, if you had a tree, then you cut the tree, you could use it as a schach, is only if the tree was put on this sukkah for the purpose of tzeil, of shade, to be a schach. But if it grew there on its own, so then you cannot use it, it has to be done for that purpose. Rav Yaakov Acha b'Shem Zehir Tzach Nanea. He says, you have to shake it. Once you cut the tree from the ground, and you wanted to use it for schach, you have to shake it. So says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosi, Tarteyon Lekulo. They both go Lekulo, meaning, Hidlois on Lekach, if you put the tree on the Schach for the purpose of Schach, Avabi Shaloi Nianeh, doesn't have to shake it once he cuts it from the ground. But if he did shake it, so even if he didn't put it for that purpose, I mean, there's two ways. Once a tree was cut from the ground, there's two ways it could be kosher. Either it was put there for that purpose, or he comes and shakes them. Shalviyos are ladder rungs. And really referring here to different boards. You cannot use boards for the sukkah. Explains the Gemara. Bescharim ksheira. If there are these boards that are, or they have a sharp edge, meaning they have no receptacle, so they're not mekabel tumo, they're kosher. Penekevois, but if you talk about the piece of the ladder which has the receptacle to it, the one that receives something, so then it is psulo, because it's mekabel tumo. Anything that's able to be to receive something is pasul, has a din of tumo. Sicho be'anitze pishon, if he's using processed flax, is psulo. Once it's processed and it lost its original form, as Reb Chaim explains. Pehunzi pishton, meaning it's not processed flax, it has its original form, ksheiro. Sicha bechavolim, if you use ropes, is tani tani ksheiro, is tani tani psulo, the two braces, one says kosher, one says pasul. Ma doma ksheiro bechavolim shel siv. Talk about siv, which is what grows around the palm tree, the way it is. It's its original form. Ma doma psulo bechavolim shel pishton, flax, which lost its original form. Now the Gemara is going to bring the source. How do we know what is kosher l'schach? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi in Sukkos, it says when you're collecting from your grain and you're from your winery. Me, you use the word me to tell you me psoil the shibigon shibigon, give the leftover of what's left from the grain in the winery. Which means dovah shigidul minaretz et znamek kabotu. The source says, what grows from the ground, it says, that is what? The clouds. And because sukkah is connected to non yakovit, so it has to be growing from the ground. Holds that the clouds in general come from above. So he can't learn from the anonim that come from the ground, because anonim don't come from the ground, they come from Shemayim. Hashem alak shom anonim milamato, he holds that the clouds come from the below. Do yolif lom anonim, so he learns it from clouds. Each one has his own explanation. Abir chanon that says the clouds come from above. Do midam leke b'shalach chavir chavis v'kan kono. He compares the Kushbul giving us rain like someone sending a barrel with a cover to his friend. He's sending everything. So Kushbul sends us the rain and he sends the clouds that carry the rain. He compares it to what? Someone tells his friend, send your basket and take wheat. So you bring your own receptacle and I'll give you the wheat. So here we bring, so to speak, from below the clouds, and then he gives us rain. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah Dav Zayin.